Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
For the fifth or sixth day in a row, the crash on the M9 dominating pretty much all of the front pages again today. The Irish Daily Mirror's take on it is all talk, no action. The news that TikTok is not appearing before the Oireachtas Committee. The Mirror says TikTok has delivered a slap in the face to the Irish public after snubbing TD questions over joyriding teens' videos being streamed on its platform. And those comments come from Labour's Alan Kelly, who hit out at TikTok after it declined a Dáil committee invite. TikTok is not disputing that reporting that they have declined it, although they do say that they would have met the TDs in private but to give a private briefing, but not to appear like everyone else does publicly in front of an Oireachtas committee. And the Mirror also reminding us that the first two funerals take place today of the five teenagers killed driving the wrong way on the M9 in Kildare. The Irish Sun says on Tusla, Tusla child deaths scandal, the cause of death of 16 children known to state agency Tusla over the past 2.5 years remains a mystery. A special investigation by the Irish Sun has found. Today, the Sun is launching the State of Neglect campaign, and they've a quote from child abuse survivor Manix Flynn, branding the situation a catastrophe, saying there's still an underclass of children whose lives do not matter. The Irish Daily Mail, crackdown on Lucky Dip Gang. Three members of the so-called Lucky Dip Gang that has been terrorising communities around the country were actually arrested in Dublin yesterday. The three are all aged under 16 and are understood to be related to some of the teenagers who died following that M9 crash. Back to the M9 crash, we're told that the Garda Public Order Unit will be part of a major security operation for the funerals of the five teenagers killed on the M9. A strong policing presence is expected at the funerals taking place in the coming days, the first of the funerals beginning today, amid concerns over stunt driving and potential public order incidents linked to the services. So they obviously reckon that there's going to be some sort of display with cars at these funerals, and that's why the Public Order Unit is being called in. The Irish Times goes with the Leaving Cert on the front page. H1s fall as Leaving Cert grade inflation cut again. Leaving Cert grade inflation is down by 1.8 percentage points compared with last year, as we continue to gradually unwind the COVID-era grade boosting. So that means that students getting their results this morning are competing for college places with some from last year who received more inflated grades, but only are applying this year to do college. And 20,500 of this year's CAO applicants actually did their Leaving Cert not this year, but in a previous year. And a significant number would have sat those in 2025. So you can read more about that in the Irish Times. Also, the Irish Examiner, a third of Leaving Cert exam grades adjusted. So that is the news that more than a third of this year's Leaving Cert grades have been bumped up as pandemic-era post-marking adjustments are set to be phased out completely from 2028. So lots about grade inflation in the papers today. I'm sure for the families involved, they just want to get the results. They're not that worried about grade inflation. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, pressure mounting on the government to recall the Dáil next week to postpone planned hikes in excise. And then we had the Enterprise Minister, Peter Burke, saying bringing politicians back during the recess can't be ruled out. So Peter Burke seemed to be hinting at maybe the Dáil will be recalled next week to discuss fuel prices. And we have the hauliers there on the news saying the politicians have to come back next week to discuss the fuel crisis and excise duty and whether they're bringing that back or not. Political madness, if you don't recall the Dáil, is what the Irish Road Haulage Association is saying. I was looking on the way up this morning, diesel 197.8 at some petrol stations on my commute. Now in September 1st, that's due to go up by 10 cent. Then it's due to go up in October by 8 cent, then November by 7 cent, and then December by another 7 cent. So add those all together, that's 32 cent of a hike because of excise duty, which means that the 197.8 per litre that I saw this morning then becomes 229 cent per litre. And if you remember, the fuel protests were around that figure, if not lower. Maybe it was about 225 per litre. So certainly some people wouldn't be happy if petrol and diesel rises by 32 cent. Anything over €2 a litre, I think you may start to see some sort of protest. Harry and Meghan, never going to be far from the headlines these days. The I paper says that they're flying back to England without a deal for security. So obviously they will have planned their trip, or not their trip home, they're moving home. But they don't have taxpayer-funded security, apparently. So there are hurdles that lie ahead, says the I newspaper. It also says that the King was blindsided when he was told on Sunday that Harry and Meghan are returning to the UK. And royal sources say they will remain private citizens and not publicly funded representatives of the monarchy. So they might be a bit like your one Princess Anne's daughter, whose name is Zara. They might be like her. She's off riding horses the whole time, but then she'll appear at some royal events. And then the Times of London says the King, Britain's King obviously, not our King, the King, has made it clear that the Prince of Wales and its future of the royal family remain his priority. So basically the King is saying William is number one, Harry's number two, and that William is the priority after Harry announced his return to the UK. So that's just going to be front page news every single day for probably the next 6 months. Back home, we were talking about excise duty for fuel. There's also talk about excise duty for alcohol as well, because in the Irish Independent, they've got the calculator out looking at the cost of a bottle of wine. Some people may enjoy a bottle of wine over the weekend, but did you know that half of the cost of a bottle of wine is made up of excise duty and VAT? And Irish people are paying the second highest excise duty on their drink in Europe, according to a report by the drinks industry. So a pint of beer, for example, in a pub here has excise of 55 cent. In Spain and Germany, it's just 5 cent. And the only country that charges more than Ireland is Finland, a famously expensive country. The research shows that Irish excise tax on beer, spirits and wine combined is the second highest in the EU and Britain, and excise on beer and spirits is the third highest. So you can read all about that in the Irish Independent. Even though, for example, a bottle of whiskey may be produced in Ireland, a 70cl bottle of whiskey, some of them sell for about 24, 25 euro. But on that 70cl bottle, just under 12 euro goes on tax. So as I say, read more about that in the Irish Independent. A couple of final stories for you. In Meath, the Mirror tells us a children's book has been returned to a library there 53 years after it was last taken out. Staff at Dunboyne Library stunned when a lady brought back the book last week after she discovered it in her house in Ratoath. The book is 19,394 days late. As isn't she very lucky that we've gotten rid of the fines for late books? They got rid of those because she would have had to pay an awful lot of money. And finally, from the Mirror, we have a select group of Irish families who are going to have their names immortalised on packets of Tato. We've 12 families, and we're going to see from today in the shops their names on the bags of Tato. So if you think of a packet of Tato where we have the blue writing Tato, instead it's going to say Byrne, Doyle, Kelly, McCarthy, Murphy, O'Brien, O'Connor, O'Neill, O'Reilly, O'Sullivan, Ryan and Walsh. So people will, I'm sure, be on the hunt. It is limited edition, but you can see that in shops from today.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.